Okay. Well, here we are.
Did we ever mention that we met Kyle Edward Ball?
Honestly, it was really cool, and I owe it to you to go up and say hi, because I wouldn't have.
I'm surprised. You're a very social guy.
I know, but unsolicited, like, I feel...
Yeah, but he's there for that.
I feel like he's just there to have a good time and show support for the community.
Yeah, but he's gonna... You gotta assume, like, he's gonna be approached.
I feel like I didn't even see anyone approach him.
No, he was kind of in a circle. But
nice guy, though.
Oh, my God, yeah, he was so nice. He's just a regular dude. But not regular, because...
Well, he's still regular at this point, right?
Yeah. It's
pretty soon he's going to be not regular.
Yeah. I'm really excited for his new movie.
How do you guys feel about the human body Ship of Theseus problem?
Huh?
The what?
A ship sails. Okay, we build a ship, put it in on the water. As it's on the water, we slowly, over time, replace every board and every plank until we've replaced every board and every plank.
Okay.
Is it still the same ship?
Yeah, don't your cells regenerate every 7 years?
Exactly. Every 7 years, there's no cell that's been there longer than 7 years.
So are you still the same person?
Exactamundo.
Well, I mean, your nervous system and your brain are you. I would say you're still the same.
It's weird. Weird stuff.
Do you think we're not the same? The ship is more different. But the person, I would say, is the same.
Yeah, a ship doesn't have a conscious.
Thanks, everyone, for being here. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back.
Yeah, happy to be back. It's
after
been like, man, a minute.
Hiatus.
We took a good holiday break there.
Holiday break and then a sick break.
Yeah, all at the same time. Yeah, anyways, welcome back. It's very nice to see your guys' faces.
Yes, yours as well.
I'm Oliver.
I'm Faith.
That's Faith over there. This is Nadine over here. And we're back with another episode of...
Spooky Siblings. Today was Oliver's choice.
Today was my choice. My choice today was As Above, So Below.
Yep.
I forgot to note down the year.
2014.
Just quick reminder, welcome to Spooky Siblings. If you haven't been here before, we are a review and discussion podcast for all movies scary horror,
and spooky.
We are experts in the field.
I think so.
And,
because we're sick of YouTube videos just explaining play-by-plays.
Precisely. And that is not what we're here to do. So if that's what you're here to do, get out right now.
Yeah, and we're not any snot-nosed critic that doesn't understand horror movies.
My nose is a little snotty. Gets a little snotty here and there.
Okay, fair. But we love horror. So
true.
We don't look down
Everything
on
we say here is with love.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, As Above, So Below, 2014.
Director is John Eric Dowdle. Oh, my God. He did the Poughkeepsie Tapes.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
He did Quarantine Devil.
I don't know what that is.
Devil is that elevator movie.
Oh, Devil's not bad, actually.
So how did he go so wrong with Poughkeepsie Tapes? I'm very torn now.
Well, he grew as a director.
I guess so.
If you guys aren't avid fans of Spooky Siblings, Faith did not like Poughkeepsie Tapes. I didn't either. It was a lame movie. But we did watch it. Just scroll back 2 episodes for that review.
Oh.
And listen to that one.
We'll have to make sure that's in line.
It's there somewhere. I think it was 2 ago.
What's your spooky rating out of 5?
I would say a 3.
I put a 2.5. I think the first time I watched it, it was much more spookier to me, but...
The thing that remains very spooky is the real-world horrors. You know, this movie is filled with a lot of paranormal stuff, but it's also filled with just as much real-world terrors.
Mm-hmm.
They're underground.
Oh, yeah. Collapsing roofs.
Collapsing roofs, flooding. Crawling over bones, rats, water... Getting lost, just the it's very dangerous.
Yeah.
Very treacherous. That's just as scary every time.
Yeah.
Yes, the second time you see that guy come out of the wall, it's not going to be as scary.
True.
But the scene where Benji gets stuck is going to be just as uncomfortable.
Oh, my God.
Every time.
It always gets me that part.
Always. And that's, I think, its strong suit, is it's really, it's going to be that kind of scary every time. I've never seen, like, The Descent or anything like that. But those, that real world horror mixed with the paranormal stuff really, really elevates it instead of just relying on entities, spirits, or whatever spooky is going on down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I would give it a 3.
That's fair. And your stupid meter?
Stupid meter was not huge. Like 1.5, maybe. I don't know. There were some stupid decisions made, mostly out of fear, which I felt was believable.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't have too many stupid complaints there.
I put 3 because just for going down. Just for going down and exploring is insane.
Yeah, just willingly diving into the catacombs.
Yeah, and when she went into the tunnels in Iran.
Yeah.
It was like, they're just about to blow it up. What the heck are you doing?
Yeah, why is she there the second they're about to blow
up? Yeah, like she couldn't come the day before.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that said, that brings me into, like, a part of the reason I'm rating it a 6 is this decent amount of plot armor, decent amount of tropes, stuff like that. Like, she somehow makes it out of this collapsing tunnel. There's no way everything, like, they figured out everything so quickly, and they just made a guess, and it was right every time. You know what I mean? Like, they were not wrong about anything. When they pulled the stone out of the wall, was always the right one, you know? Everything they did was just, like, perfect.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's, and it's still, it's an enjoyable watch. Like, really, when I'm, if I'm in audience mode sitting watching it, that kind of thing isn't going to occur to me that much.
Until you're watching.
When I'm really paying attention, yeah, like, it's kind of egregious, honestly.
Yeah,
that's... We discovered everything in the right order.
Okay, fair, yeah.
And it was just,
well,
like...
Well, because there was, like, clues, and
it was supposed to... Like, how are the clues not able to be interpreted any other way? You know what I mean? Like, they're so linear. Like, there's only one way to go. And, like, they never... Scarlett and George never disagreed on anything.
No. Apart from her, like...
He was like, don't take the stone off the wall.
Yeah.
But, like, how believable is it that throughout this whole traumatic ordeal, they're not going to argue about anything? They're just like, this one, yeah, this stone. No, yeah, the wing, yeah. And they figure it out so quickly. It's like, there should be some deliberation between you two. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Someone should be like, no, this is the way. No, you know what I mean? It's something. Just some argue about something.
Yeah, they didn't really argue, but they did.
They haven't seen each other in a long time, and they're just like on the same page. You know what I mean?
Maybe because they're both lovers of history and of each other.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair. A couple other things, like, okay, sure. She knows where to find the stone and how to get there and how to decipher all the clues. How does she know how to use the stone?
Well, that's a good question.
Even though I guess in the end she wasn't actually using the stone.
It was within her.
Which, now that I think about, I need some explanation. What, she has magic powers?
No, it's...
She gained magic powers through this ordeal?
No, it was what was it?
Bro, she healed him with her hands.
Yeah, it was like, as I see the world, so it shall be.
So it is.
And that's basically the riddle. Like, that's what it is. I don't know, man. Yeah, that's a good one. That's
so
a good
she
question.
Healed his neck with the power of belief?
Yeah. Because she believed his neck wasn't bitten out, I guess.
You know, it's just... I'm not saying he should have died.
No, but I mean, no, you're right. There should have been, like, a stone and...
And, like, she just knows how to channel her energy, like, instantly? How?
She's a doctorate, bro, in alchemy and all this garbage. Like,
you can't get a doctorate in alchemy.
I don't know, history? No, she has a doctorate in something. No one
studies that anymore.
Well, she has a doctorate in something. Like, I mean, it's only...
She's not a medical doctor.
No, I'm not saying that. But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it came naturally to her.
These are the kinds of things that stood out to me. You know what? I'm just going to carry this into my dislikes list.
Yeah,
I'm
go
just
going to
get it out of the way.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Do you have any dislikes?
Not really.
None?
No, I liked it.
That's fine. You don't need to feel bad about that.
Okay, go off.
I wanted more hell scenes.
Yeah.
Once they're in the hell area and there's creatures and people in the robes and...
Yeah, it would have been pretty cool to see a lot more.
Is that bad? Is that a bad complaint?
No, they should have... Like, they did incorporate some of Dante's Inferno in it, but there should have been more, I feel. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I just feel like it could have been explored further.
Yeah, there could have been a lot more, but...
There was time. Two more. I got two more, and then you can go off.
No, man. No, go ahead.
I think it could have benefited from more subtlety.
In what way?
I'll tell you. When she... where is the real stone? And she wipes the mirror, and her face is in it. It's just like... comes across a little lazy to me.
Well, we are talking about the... director of Poughkeepsie.
Like Poughkeepsie was like too subtle. The other thing I have a complaint about.
Yeah.
Does it need to be a found footage movie?
Oh yeah, because it was inspired by a group of explorers that went to go explore the catacombs and found a camera in it.
Oh.
So that's why it's a found footage.
Maybe I'm just trying to look for dislikes.
No, I mean, if it wasn't a found footage film, it would have been... I feel like it would take away from the realism of it. You're only seeing what they're seeing. No? Since when are you against found footage?
I'm not necessarily. I just feel like in this instance, I feel like it didn't need it. I feel like I would like to just watch this as a movie.
You would want to watch it, like, as a documentary?
No, I'd want to watch, like, just a movie about these people going down into, what's it called? And they meet these people, and they go down, and they get confused, and stuff starts happening. You know, I don't know. Maybe I just hated the shakiness of the camera.
Okay, yeah, I do hate the shakiness of cameras.
It's really shaky.
That's
really
fair. Shaky. But I didn't think...
Don't take this wrong away. Again, I love this movie.
I'm not going to
Don't take this personally.
I'm not.
I think that's all. That's all for my dislikes.
Okay.
And we went through my trope list too.
Yeah.
Okay. I have some discussion points.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Who's the girl? The one with the dark eyes that we saw her coming out of the club, and then we see her in that circle when they first go down, and those people are chanting.
Yeah, I don't know if she's significant. I think she's just a big weirdo.
Why does she keep showing up?
Well, she showed up twice.
She kept shooting her eyes into the camera like, tsh! I don't know. Why? Why does she keep doing that?
Maybe she knows. I don't know. Maybe she...
Also, was she the one that came up behind Benji?
No.
When he fell down the hole? It wasn't her?
No. No, she looked different.
So who was that?
I don't know. Maybe, like, Zed, he had a kid that he ignored.
Why would she be terrorizing Benji?
Maybe that was his. Maybe Benji was sick.
Benji also had a...
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Or maybe it was meant for Zed, and I don't know, man. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't know who this girl is. She didn't really do anything.
She was holding a baby.
She was just looking at the camera. With those black eyes.
With a baby, though. There's a baby in her arms.
When did she have a baby?
There's a baby in her arms.
When?
What do you mean, when? When he turned around.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. I gotcha. Mm-hmm.
What? What more do you want me to say? There was the girl and the baby.
Oh,
that scared
no.
him, and he fell down the...
No, I don't want you to say anything. I don't want you to say anything you don't want to say.
What am I... What?
Other thing I noticed that I liked, actually, I think I'm going to start leading into my likes. But it's just kind of a note. Did you notice LaTaupe doesn't have a light?
Mm-hmm.
Is that really LaTaupe?
No, obviously not.
It's not, right?
No.
It's the... Well, also, what's going on? Yeah, okay, no, okay. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Hold on.
Why don't you take the reins here? Because I think I'm leading us off course. I think I'm leading us off course. This is a good movie. There's a lot to talk about.
Yeah, but like you're just jumping. Not jumping good, but jumping weird. Back. Like,
yeah, I got what you. I don't know. I haven't done this in a while. You know, it's my first time back.
We missed literally 3 weekends.
That's a lot of time. We would have done 3 episodes in there. You know, it's hard to keep the juices flowing.
Your juices stopped flowing, bro?
Bro, my juices, I got the worst pump in the game. My juices stop flowing like quick times. Well, I got ketchup.
Ew.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Okay, hold on. I'm passing you the reins. Let's go back to the beginning. Not the beginning.
Cool. I'm jumping around. Let's go back to the beginning. Okay, in the beginning, God said,
let there be light.
Yes, and there was.
And so there was. Anyways, I should do ASMR with that voice.
And it
right?
was good.
I have a good ASMR voice.
I think so. If you want to borrow that mic, go for it.
Yeah. Anyways. Okay, so... Obviously, there are ghosts in the tunnels. Like, that's not really LaTaupe. Like, we saw that weird-looking kid with the typical French striped shirt.
Ghosts make sense.
Ghosts. They're all ghosts. They're all just spirits. And
trapped.
Trapped in the catacombs because there's 6 million people in there.
Someone tell me what the catacombs were really for, originally.
They were just to put the people who died from the plague down there because it stunk up the whole city.
That's really it? During the plague, that's when they built them?
Yeah.
Mm.
Because even...
Yeah, no, that makes... I get it. That makes sense.
Because it's very small.
I don't think I need a deeper explanation than that.
That's it, yeah.
That's all I wanted.
Okay, great. Wait, didn't you say you had a hot take?
Oh, yeah, my hot take was this didn't need to be a found footage film.
That was it?
Yeah, that was my hot take.
Well, why didn't you lead with that?
I did. What are you talking about?
You didn't say hot take. You told me you had a hot take. Don't forget.
Sorry. Hot take. Does it need to be a found footage movie? We'll splice that at the beginning.
So the only reason we know to go to about Papillon is because of that. His brother is the one who told them about go to this club. The brother who died in the car. That was him. With the curly hair?
Yes.
The one that was right?
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
So obviously, something in the catacombs knew...
Is guiding them.
So LaTaupe is not alive. Definitely not alive. Even when they went down, when they crossed the water into the treasure room, he wasn't wet when he was on the other side. Like
that was the anti-LaTaupe. That was the so below...
I mean, yeah. No, I think the so below LaTaupe was the one who killed Susie.
That's the one that we're talking about.
No.
When they crawled through the tunnel and he was sitting there confused and she walked up to him and he bites her. Or he smashes her head, sorry.
No, he didn't. I didn't see him go into the thing. He was already sitting there.
Yes. Yeah.
He was already sitting there. We didn't see him go into the tunnel.
Yes.
They went into the tunnel and he was already sitting there.
Yes.
So that's so below LaTaupe.
Yeah, we're saying the same thing right now.
I don't think so.
I don't know what you're yelling at me for. Lovely to see you guys here. I'm glad we're back after such a hiatus.
Anyways, okay, so let's kind of maybe talk about George. I like George as a character.
Me too.
He's very chaotic good. I like how he breaks into... old churches and illegally fixes these bells.
Yeah, that's like the most charming thing I've ever heard in my life.
Right? I really like that and I really hope there's actually some people like that because that's freaking awesome.
There isn't.
Well, that'd be really cool. And I feel really bad for him.
While I agree, see, his character is even a trope. Like,
how?
The reluctant partner who's an expert that contains all the keys that they need, who's like, no, I'm not going, and then suddenly gets forced to go.
Well, yeah, that is a trope.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was forced. I mean, the cops really tackled Papillon. Like, they took him down.
Papillon's a survivor, though.
R.I.P. There's some smoke bombs. Like, he was ready.
R.I.P. I liked Papillon.
I know. He was a really good character, too. I liked him, too. I really loved that bull, the big rose key bull.
That was my first one, too, yeah.
Man, that was
just the prop, yeah, it was really beautiful.
The prop was so cool and very believable, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how Scarlet, she just goes from, like, tapping lightly with a little hammer on that wall to just fully booting it down. Yeah. Like, she freaking kicks a lot of things down in this movie.
Oh, she's a kicker. Oh, yeah.
She's a kicker.
She kicks. She's got some feet on her, for sure.
some floor slappers on her. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, she was definitely Lara Croft.
Tomb Raider? Oh, yeah, yeah. Lara Croft. Yeah, yeah. She is. She's kind literally her.
Yeah, right?
100%.
Archaeologist, tough girl.
Just a little less pointy boobies.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I liked also the when they stepped into the water and it was like you're hearing it underwater.
Yeah. Oh my God, that makes my eyes water. To be honest,
what?
I don't know why.
Your eyes?
I don't know why. Yeah, but the sound of it when it sounds like you're underwater.
It like triggers your eyeballs.
Even thinking about it right now, it makes my eyes water.
What?
I don't know why. Is that weird?
A little.
But I do like it, anyways.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Really interesting piece of sound design and unique. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that
before. No, yeah. I like that. Those are kind of my key like lists. I liked a lot in this movie.
That's all you got? You said I thought you said you had a bunch. I have more likes than you do.
No, I mean I have a lot. It's just those are what I wrote down, but like
fair enough. I like anything with urban exploration.
Yes, urban exploration. I really like the riddles and the clues. It was kind of like that one movie with, what's his name?
Da Vinci Code.
Yes, but it was cooler.
Definitely cooler than Tom Hanks, for sure. But how about the line at the beginning? Who's she talking to? Oh, Benji, right? When they're doing the talking head and she goes, he goes, you know, a lot of people said your dad was mentally unstable. What do you have to say about that? And she looks at the camera, she goes, why? Because he killed himself? And then it cuts off. Like, yeah, that's why.
Yeah, that's literally.
That's a definite mark unstable of mental instability.
Yes. Yes.
I thought that was funny. Funny piece of dialogue.
And we're back. Welcome back from the break from our sponsors. We hope you use those deals. And
the promo code is SPOOKY. That's SPOOKY.
Yes.
Enter that for 15% off your first 3 months.
Yeah, first 3 months? Whoa.
Of what service, though?
That's for the advertisers to decide.
Any service you want.
Yes. Yes.
Just when you get the promo code.
We have all of the advertisers.
Oh, buddy. Literally. We got advertisers coming out our ears. I wish Adrian Brody was in this.
What? What? So why? Where did that come from? The truth, you're saying. The truth is that she's trying to get to the bottom
of. Does the stone exist?
Yeah, I think that's it. The Philosopher's Stone. Flamel's Stone. I love all the like hell references and how it's like the devil's number is actually 741.
Yeah, which I actually found that interesting.
Yeah, right.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it's like hell is supposed to be 741.
That's like, where does that come from?
That's a great question.
You know what else I liked about George? Is he was the only one I feel like who was like a genuine voice of reason.
Yeah.
Except when he started losing it.
Yeah, when he saw his brother?
Yeah, but through most of the movie, he was like a real voice of reason, which mm-hmm. I like. You have a horror movie without a voice of reason, it breaks the immersion.
Well, I mean, when he saw his brother, it was like he was freaking out.
Yeah, that's reasonable. He panicked.
Because
yeah.
They were literally in hell. And
I'm not mad about that.
Yeah.
I'm not mad. Nadine, you just got nothing to say today. What's going on?
I'm practicing listening.
You're usually more vocal, though, is all I'm saying.
Oh man, that Benji scene is just killer. Like,
it's pretty horrific.
It fills me with dread still. Like, and then when the singing gets louder and he's like freaking out, why are they singing? I would be doing the same thing.
Yeah, and it's a long scene. Like, they really drag it out, so you feel it.
You really do. I felt it like in the pit of my stomach. I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
I would be doing the same thing. I'd be like, why are they singing?
Yeah. See, the claustrophobia in itself brings the scary meter up for me.
Yeah. That's why I don't understand like cave divers.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Those people don't freak out, but those guys are outliers. Those are weirdos, man.
It's wild. I don't know how they do that.
It's stupid stuff. but yeah, to add to that, just the setting of the catacombs, I love.
Yeah, I really do like the setting. It's really cool, and it's so interesting, because you do, like, I would love to explore it, but I would never do it.
I would never go down there.
And what were you telling me about how...
Yeah, actually, I don't know, it was a podcast, I think, or something. I don't know, I just caught it on my IG. And is this girl talking about she was dating this guy?
Yeah, that goes into them?
Yeah, and she was like, okay, show me, like, take me down there, show me around. And he's like, no, you don't understand. Like, okay, you're thinking everything's all great. You're going down there with your snacks and your backpack and your flashlight and your maps. There's people who, like Latope, that's a real people.
Yeah.
There's
and people those who, women singing.
Who live down there.
Yeah.
And who know every inch of it. And when you go down there as a tourist, you're not from there, they're going to see that light. And the second you flick it on, they're going to run up to you. They're going to grab that flashlight. They're going to grab that map. They're going to bolt in the other direction, and you're going to die. Imagine, like, you get down there, and within 5 minutes... it's dark and you have no map.
Yeah, and who knows what they do with you.
Good luck. They don't even need to do anything with you.
That's true.
If they just leave you there, you're gonna die.
Yeah, man. Man, that's the worst way I could think to go.
That's one of the scariest things I can, like, think about. Like,
yeah.
You can just think about that in your mind, and it is terrifying.
It fills me with dread, for sure, because that's like, my
disgusting.
Worst nightmare.
That's disgusting. Getting trapped down there?
Yeah.
Jesus.
With 6 man. Million bones all around you.
Jesus, man.
And who knows what
Personally,
else.
I believe in spirits. And if there's ever a place where there's going to be a high concentration of spirits, it's there.
No kidding.
Even if it's not spirits, the energy in that place is
Imagine
ludicrous.
How the energy in that place, it must be so heavy to go down there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how people live down there. That's wild.
I would maybe go on like
the tours.
Guided tour.
Yes.
Yeah. I would maybe do that.
I wouldn't go ask somebody to take me down into the freaking.
No, I wouldn't
corridors.
Even be interested.
No, God no.
Even if you told me there's a secret room filled with treasure,
I'm like, you know, I don't want the treasure. I'm okay. Yeah. I'll work my job. That's okay.
Yeah, it's just setting is so important in a horror movie.
And it's a great setting. I love it.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah, you can't ask for something that's more, like, just...
mysterious and creepy. And
yes.
Just very spoopy.
Yeah, just such a horror movie setting. Like, perfect.
And it's real.
And it's real,
It's yeah. freaking real.
Yeah, that's a wild part of human history.
Isn't it?
It really is.
It's real. That's wild. That's so wild.
How come
wild
the Parisians
to me?
Were the only people that did that?
I don't know. Well, I mean, there's that one church that's made of bones.
No, that's different.
That's
not plague bones.
No, I guess not. I don't know. What did the English do with their dead? they just burn them
Bring
all?
Bring out your dead. That's all. That's what they did. They threw them in a wagon. And
mass grave them or did they burn them?
I actually don't know.
Threw them in the River Thames or something? Oh, Latope, I like the character that he's very mysterious. They're so happy to see him at first. And then when he's like, oh, follow me into the darkness.
Yeah.
And
he doesn't have a light.
He doesn't have a light. And even somebody
mentioned. He's walking like.
He knows where to go.
Weirdly fast.
Like, yeah, so, like he's jumping.
Yeah.
And it's like, even somebody said, like, how can he see? Like, how can he see? Because, like, how can he see? It's just because that just adds to the scariness of it. Ugh, gross. So gross.
I really love the part where. Should we follow him? And he goes,
I know.
He goes, he's different now.
Yeah, he's different.
Like, this is not the same guy.
He's not Latope. Yeah, the should we be following him thing is so scary. Because, yeah, like, you're trusting this guy because you knew him, but then you come to realize it's not the same person you know.
Well, it's not even probably a person.
No, obviously not. But it's like, but you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. And that's taking the choice away from you is very scary too. This movie played on a lot of the natural scarinesses.
True, yeah, primal stuff. Rats, drowning, collapsing walls.
Oh, my God. Each collapsing roof scene scared me so bad. Like, just to see the crack.
I would poop my pants, man. If I saw the roof crack above me, knowing they're like 1,000 feet down.
Right?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the roof's cracking each time scared me. Ugh, gross.
I wanted to look that up. 1,000 feet? Can you go 1,000 feet down?
I don't know.
Like, do we have anything that's actually that deep?
I'm sure there's some mines.
That sounds really deep to me. That sounds really deep. 1,000 feet? How many feet in a mile? 1,400? Something like that, right?
I don't know.
I don't know. I hate the imperial system. What's 1,000 feet in kilometers? Tell me that.
That's length, right?
No, that's volume.
Screw you, man. It's only 300 meters.
Okay, yeah, we can go that deep. You wanna see something interesting? Look up the Kola, K-O-L-A.
K-O-L-A.
Super deep.
Borehole?
Yeah. This is the deepest humans have ever gone. They just stuck a drill in the earth and drilled as far as they could. How deep was it?
Greatest depth was 12,000 meters.
12,000 meters. That's not even, like, touching. They still didn't get, like, even close to through the crust.
No, that's 40,000 feet.
Dude, you know why they stopped?
Why?
Because they physically could not go deeper. Everything they put to drill, diamond tip, titanium, whatever carbide tip tool you want to put down there, when it would start spinning, it would get so hot and dull immediately.
Wow.
They physically could not go deeper than that.
That's
it was
wild.
So hard that they couldn't go deeper than that.
Ooh, that's
scary. They tried for a long time.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Yeah, because it said it opened in 1965 and it closed in 1995.
Yeah, they drilled for 30 years. They drilled for 30 years. They couldn't get deeper than that. How far across is the world?
What?
How deep is the Earth's crust? Just look that up.
How deep?
You said they were 12,000 meters?
Yeah.
Like, that's deep.
Is the Earth's...
That's far, man.
Crust. The continental crust is 20 to 80 kilometers thick.
What? Oh, 20 to 80 kilometers. So that's 20,000 to 80,000 meters.
Mm-hmm. And we only got 12,000
meters. So at the deepest part, at the shallowest part, 20,000. They got to 12 and they physically couldn't get farther.
That's Man, crazy.
What a mystery. What's in there?
What's in there?
Oh my God.
Ooh. Yikes.
Freaky, yeah, right?
That is pretty freaky. Yeah. We weren't meant to know.
Honestly.
We're not meant to know what's in the bottom of the ocean. We're not meant to
that's
know
like the,
what's in the middle of the earth.
That's like when you get to bedrock on Minecraft. Like, you just, there's not, you can't.
Yeah.
It's just limit.
Yeah.
Trippy, right?
Yeah, it is pretty trippy.
I think about that all the time. Honestly, the Kola super deep borehole.
Really? Is that your vampire?
Actually, yeah, I think about that often.
Really?
Yeah, I really do. It's just such a mystery to me. It's just like, they physically couldn't get farther. Like with an unlimited budget, they couldn't get farther. Mm. What the heck? What is the earth, man? What is this rock that we live on?
What is this planet?
Weird.
It is very interesting. Okay,
get us back on track.
Back to...
Where were we at?
We're talking about La Taupe and the evil tunnels.
Oh. I do love the chaos of the movie.
Yeah.
I think it does a good job highlighting how people act. Like, the
panicked.
Second they get down there, everyone's at odds with each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everyone's just, like, arguing and yelling and shouting and scared. You know what I mean? When you get a group of people together and they get scared, I just, that makes for a good horror movie.
I would be one of the people yelling for sure.
I feel like I would collapse in a corner and just, like, cry.
Are you serious?
In this kind of situation? The second we crawl through that thing and we're back where we started... I would freak out. Right at the beginning of the movie, I would freak out.
So what, you wouldn't be like, you wouldn't try and get out? What would you do?
I wouldn't have made, I don't know.
You would have just died there?
I don't know. I'm just saying I would have freaked out really way heavier than anyone else freaked out.
I guess so. But when they mentioned at the sound of the trumps, the dead will rise.
Yeah, they did mention that.
And we heard
is that a real...
I don't know. Do you want me to look it up?
It's okay. Let's keep the conversation going first. Let's do that after.
Okay. I think we heard it only 3 times.
What was it?
So the first time we heard it.
Wait, sorry. What are you saying? Heard what?
The trumpets.
The trumpets?
Yeah, man. What do you mean? The first time was like when they were in that water and the sound was underwater.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So gotcha. That was, they were saying, oh, that was where the city collapsed in 1774.
Mm-hmm.
And then the trumpets went off and then they looked back and they see that traditional, stereotypical French little boy with the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first one. And then the second one, she saw, like, the rope where her father hanged himself.
Right.
And,
sorry, I don't know why I said that so loud.
It didn't sound loud. And then I think the third time was when they were in hell and they saw that hooded figure walk past the
corridor.
Okay,
yeah, you're right.
I'm pretty sure that was it.
What's the significance of that inscription?
I don't know. I'm going to look it up.
Okay, solid.
So it's basically when the Lord will come down from heaven with a shout of command, with the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Maybe it's a warning, I guess. I'm not sure.
Is that what people were... quoting, remember mid-2000s when there was the YouTube videos of trumpets from the sky?
Oh, yeah. But those are all fake.
I'm not saying they weren't fake. I'm saying, is that the first people were quoting?
I think so, yeah.
That's the connection, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, in this one, it was more like the dead will rise in a bad way and not not like the Lord is coming down and...
I think it was always... Oh, yeah, yeah, you're and right. And
getting all his followers.
Well, I think it's the same thing.
Is it?
I think that happens at the same time. At the time the Lord comes down to save those who are saved, it's hell on earth for everyone else.
Oh, yeah. So, okay, that makes sense. For the hooded figures... Mm-hmm. Was that one guy really tall? Was the one that stood up from the throne really, really tall? Or was that just the camera angle, you think?
I'm not sure. Where is this going, though?
I don't know. It was just spooky to me. I really liked that little guy.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And how he was, like, turning around and, like, his face was weird. It was very pale. I like the hooded figures. There could have been a lot more.
Yeah, yeah, they're just... There could have been more...
More hell-y stuff.
Yeah, more hell atmosphere. It was hellish. Don't get me wrong. It was hellish.
Yeah.
Yeah, just... I felt like... Okay, if you didn't want to go in that direction, that's fair. It just would have been more enjoyable if you did.
But he was going in that direction.
Oh, I agree. It was like the direction. That was
the direction. That was the direction. It was the whole nine circles of hell thing.
Yeah, like why bring out your subtlety when it's that? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
I guess so. Maybe he didn't have I don't know. Yeah, it should have... You're right about that.
You
know, that's
fair. If you don't have the budget to do a grand hell scene...
No, I mean...
That's fair.
Put some of the actors you're already paying into some freaking hooded figures and have just a lot more of them or something. I don't know.
There's a lot of things that could have been done. We needed more.
I did really like the blood pool. Love blood pools. You guys know this.
You're a big fan of the blood river.
Ugh, I really do love blood rivers.
Any huge amount of blood together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Give it to me. Love it.
That's really funny. Hey, on that scene, though, I really like...
with the hands coming
out? The hands, yeah. Oh,
so good.
Yeah. I don't know if I've explained this to you guys before, but I remember being a kid in, like, I want to say, like, 2006, 7-ish. And seeing, a YouTube horror video about... I don't even know what the context was. I don't remember now. It's been a long time. But it was just, like, someone filming in their basement or something.
Uh-huh.
And it was a popcorn roof like this. I remember it. And... these hands just started coming through it. And it was real. I remember as a kid, it scared me so bad.
Yeah.
And I was so freaked out. I was freaked out about low ceilings actually for a long time.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I was. And while it doesn't trigger that same kind of fear anymore, anytime I see that hand thing.
That's what it reminds you of?
Yeah. And it definitely strikes a chord for sure. It's just such a creepy image. Like, it's so it's so freaky.
Yeah.
Who do those hands belong to? Whose hands are they?
Keep your hands off me.
Yeah, like, don't give me hands. Like, hands shouldn't be without a person.
Disembodied, you know? Hands, yeah. In our movie.
Yeah.
I really like that scene.
But
I,
obviously they're in hell, like, that's
the
damned, right?
Yeah. I liked it, how they're just trying to pull her down, and she's just covered in blood, and she's splashing around in this blood pool. It's great.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I don't know. I really like these blood pools,
If you're going to have a blood pool, someone should definitely get covered in it.
100%.
Oh, no, I agree
blood
for sure.
Blood pools, blood rivers, give them all to me.
Another thing I actually really liked, I think it was just before that, is... As Above, So Below is used a few times within the movie.
Yeah.
But when they put it so literally into the inscription of the door on the roof.
Oh, yeah.
To the door actually being on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
That was really clever.
Really clever, beautiful way of making it so literal and, like, understandable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For the viewer.
Yeah.
And, I think that was the best part of the entire treasure hunt.
Really?
I think that was the best part of the best clue. Like, because she looks at the wall, and As Above, So Below is on the wall, and then things on the roof. See, like, that felt natural, the way she discovered it, the way she figured it out. You know what I mean? And it's covered, and she had to break the thing to get there. I liked everything about that.
Okay.
I thought that was really nice touch.
Yeah, I liked that part too.
Great way to just distill as above, so below into a literal image.
I guess
you know what I mean?
Yeah. You mean the literal image of as above, so below you didn't like with the guy that was half and half? That was the literal image of it. But that was, I think you're talking about more like the puzzle element to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's a door on the roof, as above, there's a door on the floor, so below.
Yeah, you're right. That's pretty cool. I've seen a lot of people hating on the ending of it.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to say I actually really liked it.
I love the ending. The ending was great. I really liked the manhole cover, like when they're pushing it up. I
loved the manhole
That's cover. So cool, and how it's like backwards, upside down. I loved it. Man, that was so cool.
Yeah, the upside down thing hurts my brain.
Yeah, it hurt a little bit.
But when they push on it the first time and you see the light, like the first time I watched this, I was like, what the heck is happening? But I love how they knew it was a manhole cover, but they were trying to pull it.
Like normal, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved that. It just the imagery of them pushing it down. Like, that's such a weird image of fighting gravity that way.
Yeah.
And then
pushing it down.
Pushing it, yeah. Yeah, I thought that was really wonderfully shot. Very unique idea. Really nice.
Because the only way out is down, is what we have been told throughout the movie.
Yes, but as above, so below.
Yes.
So down is also up.
Exactly. And that's how they get out. And it was,
it makes you think, oh my God, how long were they upside down for?
Yeah.
Probably the whole time.
Yeah, and how they're getting out of the tunnel, like feet first, out upside down, but then the right side up. And
yeah.
It's such a mind boggling thing.
Yeah, like you would think you'd just be able to stand beside it and jump in.
Yeah.
And just land right side up. But,
yeah.
But you gotta like maneuver your body
to get back.
To get through that gravity flip.
Yeah, that's wild, right? Yeah. I wonder if they reopen that manhole cover, if they can go back in.
No, it's probably a sewer once you open it.
You think so? Yeah, too bad there wasn't a sequel. I mean, no, I think it ended well.
Where are you going to go?
No, I don't think it needs a sequel, actually.
They discovered the snow and they got the truth. Everyone died. Everything happened.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't need it. I also like how Zed just walks off, like... There's no...
Yes.
Let's keep in touch. Yes. Oh, yeah. Like, trauma bonding thing.
I agree.
Is he just like, I need to go.
That was real and human. Yeah, yeah. I agree.
That's what I would be able to...
Just like, they look at each other like...
Okay, oh bye. God,
what just happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it ended really well. I really liked it.
Yeah, I agree. I had no qualms with the ending.
Mm-hmm. Except George should have probably died.
I think George should have died. I mean, I felt like that, the healing stuff was too much.
Yeah.
As above, so below, as I believe the world to be, so it is. Okay, the hands are ghosts. They're not really there. Okay, I'm with that totally. The guy's coming out of the wall. That shouldn't exist. Totally. Whatever. But this guy got bit, and I heal his esophagus. Like, it's... That's a bit too much.
I think when she
like heals, when she leaves now she can do that or what? Like
no, I don't think so. But I think when she heals Suxi like with the stone, I think that's more believable than just her placing her hands over his neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. When she did it to Suxi, actually the stone didn't do anything.
No, it was her. But yes, you're right. But we had that still element of stone where she kind of scraped it onto her. Which made it more believable, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it makes sense at the time because we believe that's the stone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You think it's the real deal?
Yeah. I mean, no, I had no problems with the ending, though.
That was actually probably one of the best scary movie endings, honestly, in my opinion.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Right?
And it made sense just for... what they were doing.
Everyone just walked off.
Hmm. Like, what else was going to happen?
Yeah, no, nothing.
Do you want to get into, like, the themes? Like, some of the... Obviously, there's a big thing of guilt retribution.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't...
Secrets, mistakes.
Yeah, see, I don't... Like, I don't think they're being punished for their sins. I think it's just what they feel the most guilty over.
It's not a sin. Not answering your dad's call is not a sin.
No, it's
not
what...
Not being able to save your brother is not a sin.
No, it's what they... What torments them.
Yeah, it's what they feel guilty about, sure.
Yeah, so that's... I don't understand how people don't get that. Like, it's not about their sins. It's about torturing them and what...
Those aren't sins. Those literally aren't sins.
I'm not saying they are.
Okay. What? No, I'm not saying you're saying that they are.
Oh.
But if people are saying that those are sins, they're wrong. Those aren't sins. Even having a baby and not saying it's not yours. Well, actually, I'm not sure. That might be. That's the one that sounds most like a sin to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, true.
But I see, even then in their retribution, I feel like there should have been something deeper. Like the guilts were tormenting them to such an extent throughout the entire movie. For her to just grab her ghost dad's body and say, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to answer your phone call.
Yeah, like...
And then he just disappears.
Like, they got off easy, like...
Yeah, she definitely got off easy on a lot of things. Because...
So did Zed. Zed was just like, yeah, I have a baby, and I don't like him. And she's like, it's all good. Let's jump in now. You know what I mean? And,
yeah, yeah.
And George's too. George didn't get, like, pulled underwater or anything at any point during the movie. Why not?
I mean, maybe he was about to. Like, she's trying to talk him down and, like, it's not real. It's not real. You know, maybe.
But there wasn't actually water there.
No. But, I mean, maybe something could have happened.
But then he also just goes, my brother, he died waiting for me to save him. She's like, it's okay. What? Who made her the
forgiver?
Yeah, forgiver of people. You know what I mean? I don't know. There should be something a little deeper there, I feel like.
Maybe that was them just coming to terms with their guilt and trying to forgive themselves. I don't know. That was a little wishy-washy, but...
That is the goal. I just didn't find it believable.
Yeah, true. Like, is Zed gonna go visit this child now? Like...
Zed's going to go drink himself into a coma after that. That's what it looked like to me.
It was lame. That part was lame. You're right. And that's about it. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, you know, I feel like I haven't noticed the laziness in the writing.
In some writing, yeah.
Until we started doing this.
Yeah.
And... You know, for me, it really doesn't take away from the entertainment of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's still just as fun to watch. And actually, when you're looking at it less critically, the treasure hunt is a lot more fun.
Yeah, you're right.
To just take part in.
Mm-hmm. Would you recommend this movie?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely...
I would even recommend this movie to, like, people who don't typically love horror movies.
Yeah.
But just like something thrilling.
Yeah.
Like, it's as much as an adventure movie as it is a horror movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would most definitely recommend this movie. And I want to bump it up a point. Because there were a lot of scenes that I just really liked. Like, there were a lot of things that I really liked. But I think 6 is reasonable.
Yeah. I think I'm going to put mine down to a 7. Just because, like...
Yeah, see, I want to be at 7.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. 6, 8, and we meet.
I think 7 is fair because, like, yeah, you're right. There's so much, like, plot armor and just tropiness and...
I think I might actually agree with you about 7.
But there were...
Nah, I'm sticking with 6.
But there were, like, a lot of great scenes, a lot of great ideas.
Definitely.
Some
original
really
works. The acting was good for the most part. The dialogue for the most part was good. There was some weak dialogue.
Mm-hmm. But,
it's
you know,
tough to talk about cinematography when you're talking about a found footage movie.
Yeah, you can't really.
But
it was...
But all the prop design was really good.
Yeah. And it was fun.
All the set design was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fun movie, honestly.
Mm-hmm. I'd recommend it as well, for sure.
I would strongly recommend it. I don't want the 6 out of 10 to scare anybody. I would strongly recommend it.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, thank you for joining us for this episode of
Spooky Siblings.
We hope you... I always forget about the ooze. We hope you enjoy.
The ooze are they're up to you. You know, do you do them? Do you not?
How okay. do you do them? We'll incorporate with them when
it's
they
not,
are called
It's not
for.
Necessary, but it's...
Yeah. Fair. Yeah, so we hope you enjoyed it, and...
Tell us what you thought of the movie in the comments.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good touch, right?
Oh, yeah. I guess we better make a Facebook page or something.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, great.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Nice episode, Faith.
You too, bud.
You really shine there.